According to the Australian Institute of Family Studies, less than a quarter of refugees find work within 2 years of arriving in Australia. On top of that, it is 4 times easier for male refugees to gain employment than female refugees.
I'm Christina, so I'm the store manager of the Trading Circle. I'm also working with Four Brave Women, which is our communal refugee-run eatery.
The Trading Circle is a cafe tucked away in a lively street in the inner west suburb of Summerhill. It houses a program called Four Brave Women, which is an initiative that employs and trains refugees, providing them with an opportunity to work in an Australian hospitality setting, whilst also giving Sydneysiders a chance to try authentic recipes from various regions around the world.
What kind of skills does this program provide for the refugees who work here?
So it's really quite a broad range of skills. So our aim is essentially to empower refugees to operate and grow their own small business. So we want to offer them an inclusive and well-supported environment. So they basically get a live experience of working in a commercial kitchen, serving customers and managing just like the day-to-day of running a small cafe. It's quite competitive in Sydney, especially in the cafe business and restaurant business. So this way they can have a space without having to take a risk of signing up to a long lease or spending thousands of dollars on equipment. There's a lot of costs that definitely add up. So through a program that we run, which goes for about 8 weeks, refugees gain the capital and knowledge they need to branch out and establish business of their own. So as well as having access to a commercial kitchen and restaurant space, the people, individuals in the program are also able to be mentored by Bindi, who's Trading Circle CEO, as well as Kate Spina, who is a hatted chef, and Kim, who is also a chef. So through this mentoring, the participants get skills such as menu planning, recipe development. They also gain skills such as accounting, marketing, customer service, and cash handling. So that's something that they may have never done before. So the refugees end up having a lot of resources and support, which they may not usually have if they're setting out on their own in a business. So we just really want to empower people to get a good foothold on what can sometimes be a very challenging industry, very competitive industry, especially for those who are just starting out and who also may have barriers such as language. So we didn't really think so much about language skills and how they would improve when we first set out on the project. But it's been really wonderful to watch as each of the chefs has not only expanded their vocabulary, they've become more comfortable with using the English that they know with us as well, with the customers. Like, as we're speaking to them all day and joking around, we've been learning different words as well. I've been brushing up on my Russian, which is actually still really terrible. So it's really nice to see the confidence grow, simply because they feel so comfortable chatting day to day. So one of the most important parts of what people gain is that at the end of the time in Four Brave Women, they're able to work away with capital, which they can then use for their own business. So the first group left with around $25,000 in profit and ongoing business opportunities and contacts, which was really wonderful to see.
So how often do the chefs and the menus change?
So they change about every 8 weeks or so. So some groups may stay a bit longer, and we try to be as flexible as possible, depending on the needs of each group and the feedback from customers. For example, at the moment, we have Artie running through the week, who makes delicious Ethiopian food, whereas on a Friday and Saturday night, we switch over to Yana and Yulia. So they're of Russian background, though their family also are Georgian, so they cook Georgian food, though they have the skills in like Polish cuisine, Georgian, Ukrainian cuisine.
Where did the idea come from for this program?
So the idea became as a really small seed in Bindi's brain. So Bindi's the CEO of the Trading Circle. She wanted to work alongside refugees for quite a while. She also wanted to help enable people to tangibly support refugees, whilst basically supporting refugees in business, which we feel like is a really important part of helping encouraging not just women but people in the community. In 2018, we successfully merged what we now know as Four Brave Women. So the journey to Four Brave Women has been a really long one. We're very grateful that we now have seen it to the fruition, and through the generosity and skills of people in the community, like, everyone has been so supportive.
Where did the name Four Brave Women come from?
Four Brave Women actually refers to the four nuns who first came over to Australia close to 200 years ago. These four nuns first came over in the Gold Rush to help children who were orphaned. Yeah, but we also look at, like, every woman, every refugee woman is definitely a brave one, and it's amazing the first four women who have come through our stores. So Zara in the first group, Adi, Yana and Yulia. They're our first four brave women as well. So,
what is the best recipe that you yourself have actually tried here?
Ooh, this is really hard. At the moment, I really love Adi's lunchtime lentil dish. So that's something she serves from Monday to Thursday. So it's called Miso Wat. Adi showed me how to eat it by scooping it up with the injera flatbread, which is so much better than a spoon. Yeah, just really kind of nourishing. And same with all the dishes served at Four Brave Women. There's like a lot of heart and history in each of them. So when you eat the food, you know that you're not only eating a meal that's nourishing to you, but it's also something that's nourished their families for years and years. So in each recipe, I think it's nice because they're able to carry like a tangible piece of their home and their experience. And no matter where they go, that will stay with them. And you can tell that they really love sharing that with people, sharing that with our customers and the community. And they absolutely love when people come back and give feedback and yeah, just tell them how much they've enjoyed it.
The Trading Circle's Four Brave Women initiative gives people the chance to eat some awesome food whilst also supporting refugees in gaining experience in the Sydney hospitality industry. If you're keen to try out some tasty and affordable world food, head over to The Trading Circle at 26 Lackey Street, Summerhill.